What we do here is go back, 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 back.
Welcome, welcome to The Hustle Sold Separately, a weekly podcast dedicated to all of this amazing community, all of you who tune in every single week or every single episode from all around the world. And we have lots and lots of new listeners each week, and I really, truly appreciate you guys. For the newer listeners, welcome. Thank you for being here. I'm Matt Gottesman. It's nice to meet you. You can reach out on Instagram at Matt Gottesman. And I answer every single text, reply, response, DM, you name it. It is me behind the account. And I do that very purposefully and intentionally because this is a community. And, you know, there's just so much, there's so much to be learned within the community from each and everybody around the world. And also, you know, it's interesting to hear from all of you, just like what's going on and what you want to talk about and what you're finding with the podcast. So, really appreciate all of you guys hitting nearly 7 million downloads at this point, and it's an honor. And for those of you that are a bit newer, you'll come to find I talk about this often, where I say we don't glorify or glamorize end success, because success is a very arbitrary word, and I can't define that for you, and you shouldn't let society define that for you either. That should be defined by you. Not through titleism, not through credentialism, not through education, not through external validation. What is guiding you? How are you listening to your soul and creating from a place of what you are here to do? What makes sense to you? And I preach that, and I have been preaching that since day one. So I'm grateful to be here as always. And, you know, I'm starting to intermix a little bit more solo episodes with guest episodes. And today is another solo episode. I'm actually doing this from the house, and going to start doing a few more of those in general. But I wanted to talk about something that was very interesting that came up last weekend. I gave a presentation at Busy Gold, you know, a recent guest, serial entrepreneur, writer, author, mom, you know, she's been on a couple times. She had one of her like community initiatives is called Break Method, and she had Break Live here in Scottsdale, Arizona. And so I came and I spoke about purpose. And it's interesting because of a lot of reasons. One, because how do you know you're living your purpose? How do you deal with the transition from maybe either you derailed a little bit or went a little off route or have never been on it or whatever it might be? How do you transition from that to more alignment within your purpose, right? to, you know, understanding the contrast that comes. Like, how do you know? Like, what's going on internally with yourself between what feels right and what doesn't? And then also, you know, what roadblocks and fears come up while you're actually in the middle of trying to live your purpose? And, you know, it was interesting to be asked to talk about these things, because I didn't want to, as you guys know me, like, I didn't want to sound like what we've been kind of hearing for decades now about live your purpose, you know, and you should be more about your purpose. And, you know, how do you discover your purpose? And I'm a guru. Here's how you discover your purpose. There's nothing wrong with the fact that people have wanted to tackle this subject. I'm cool with that. I think that it's necessary. I just didn't want it. You guys know me by now. I didn't want to sound like everybody else. And I didn't want to make it from a place of I'm in the purpose, and therefore this is the formula and the only way to do it. No. That's just not me. It's not how I roll. It's not how I'm going to do anything. So I went into this presentation, which was, by the way, very eerily and not coincidentally timed, because of just some of my own recent seasonal changes. And that's partially what I talked about with purpose, is that purpose can have seasons. And there could be smaller parts of the purpose, bigger parts of the purpose, purpose for one season, purpose that's a season that leads to another season, purpose that's, a reoccurring theme. There's so much in there that we have to give ourselves a little bit more grace than automatically just thinking that you know, my purpose isn't to impact the world. Yeah, okay, like, absolutely. I think we're all in some way through our own actions here to impact the world. Or, you know, my purpose is to heal people, or my purpose is this. Like, I think it goes a little bit more micro than that, right? There's so much we want to do for others, but really it's a mirror of really what we want to do for ourselves to embody the very thing that we hope for others. And that's kind of where I was going with it. And so I start off the presentation with, what is purpose? Let's define it real quick, okay? I said, first of all, I started off by saying, we know more about ourselves than we give credit. I want you to really think about that. You know. Even if you doubt yourself, deep down inside, you know more about yourself than you give credit. And I said that purpose to me, if I had to define it, is a lifelong activity of growth and acceptance of all the things you are, all the things you are here to do, all the things you are here to create, and all while learning faith and trust in the process instead of constantly trying to control it. Right? Think about that. It's a lifelong activity of growth and acceptance of all the things you are, all the things you're here to do, all the things you are here to create, and at the same time, learning faith and trust in the process instead of constantly trying to control it, right? There's that balance. Think about that. Because, like, we're all here to do stuff, a lot of things, probably, you know, very, you know, beautiful, amazing, miraculous things. And I think we all have that yearning and desire to want to know what that is. Like, oh, it's me. It's this. Maybe it's that. Maybe it's this. Maybe it's that. And I'm going to try all these things. And that's great. And we should. I'm a big believer in discovery. I've done it my whole life. And I'll continue to. But sometimes, a lot of times, most of the time, all the time, it's probably an exercise in faith and trust and being like, you know what? Let me feel into this a little bit. Like, what's really going on? And where do I really want to be spending my time? And what does this mean in relationship to me? And what am I understanding about myself? And if I can let go and just have faith and, like, listen to that kind of internal intuition and, you know, and to God. And we talked about God. And, you know, I was telling the crowd that let's remove religion. Please, no disrespect to anybody on here, because I think there's some amazing things with the religion. I come from a Jewish background. I've learned a lot about Judaism. I've learned a lot about Christianity, learned a lot about Buddhism, all of the beautiful religions out there. But the idea was, if we just take away rigidity sometimes that comes from society and separates God from us, and then it's more about, like, our relationship to God, creator, right? Like, just, why can I hear and feel something internally? And why does it seem so simple if I can hear exactly what to do, but I don't always want to do it, right? And so that kind of came up during the presentation as well, too. And I think it's also because why don't I always want to do it is because sometimes we create expectations and outcomes of something else in our head, and we make it a little bit more complex than it has to be, when really it's like, no, here's the blueprint. Like, you know, your intuition and your soul and God, like, they know what's up, right? So I went to further define purpose, and I said it's your gut intuition, or, like, doing what feels natural. Maybe it's doing what you feel called to, or maybe it's, like, having this direction you're not really sure why, but having the direction itself feels right, but you're like, wow, that's the most random thing, but it's not so random, is it? And then, or maybe it's serving personally or professionally or both, or honoring your real self and bringing more value to society and being more about relationships and values driven and understanding your soul's path and operating from a place we do not yet understand. It's faith, right? Our soul, in my opinion, our soul comes here and it's meant to do great things. And us humans by design, can make things a little bit more complex, and rightfully so. We've got a lot of emotions running around. We've got a lot of inputs from the world, even more than ever before. We've got a lot of interpretations and perceptions and all of these different things. And all while, everybody kind of wants some level of control, because otherwise it's like, what's going to happen? Is there just going to be chaos? And then you even get people who as far as saying, like, well, they're here to control the chaos, and we won't even get into them or talk about that, you know. But ultimately, I think the reason why letting go of, and by the way, when I say letting go of control, I don't mean not be about your character, your choices. I mean, let go of control of like trying to control the outcome based off of an expectation that you are creating that may not be even as expansive as you think it could be, even if it's pretty big. And maybe not doing all of the different things work-wise that you feel is where your energy should go versus maybe diverting it somewhere else where the work should go, right? Tapping in. So I then asked the crowd, how do you know if you're living your life on purpose? And that's what came up, as I said, you can feel it, right? And I used me as a case study, full disclosure. I told the audience, I said, I'm glad we're talking about this. And I said, while I'm always operating from a place of purpose and constantly in discovery and in relationship to my purpose, it's not to say that I can't also sometimes get off track or derail or reroute or any number of things, because it happens. We're constantly growing. And I asked the crowd, I said, can you feel when you are drained, depleted, and or disconnected? And can you feel when you are passionate, energized, and connected? And I said, that contrast tells you something. And I said, if you pay attention to the contrast, you'll get a lot more answers than you realize, right? What do I mean by contrast? Well, I asked the crowd, do you feel tired, conflicted, out of alignment, distracted, guilty, hard on yourself, wavering, unsure, or worried? And by the way, it's okay if you do at times. And there's a lot of people, whether they're going to admit it or not, do at some point. It's okay. It's okay to talk about that. And then I asked everybody there, the community, you know, do you feel energetic, in tune, aligned, focused, proud, patient, clear, sure, and calm? Right? The simple answer, outside of the emotions, dealing with the emotions, the simple answer is you can innately feel how you are in any given situation. That's the beauty of our intuition. So like when I said tired or conflicted, out of alignment, distracted, or guilty, you know, when I even say guilty, I mean like, you ever be in a situation where you're like, I know I should be doing something else right now, or I know this isn't it, like I should be somewhere else right now, or I know, you don't have to know what it is, by the way, but what to me is a signal of I might be wasting time, or I think I should be doing something else, and I'm feeling guilty that I'm not doing something else. And by the way, again, like I said, this happens to everybody. But when these things happen, instead of succumbing to them and automatically staying in those feelings, using them more as signals, and I've talked about this in past podcasts, just simply be like, okay, what do I feel guilty about? Oh, I'm sitting in this meeting and it doesn't really make any sense and it's not even aligned with anything that I want to do and I shouldn't even be here. Okay. Well, now I could just get up and walk out, you know, which, you know, maybe not fully there yet, but I could honor the situation and be like, all right, here's the deal. Let this be known internally that after this, I'm going to go decompress a minute and then I'm actually going to think through this and be like, what's going on? Why was I feeling that way? And like, where would I more likely like to be right now? And yeah, I know probably some of you are listening like, oh, I'd like to be on a beach somewhere. Like, do, you know? And that's true too. Like, I would love to be traveling all the time. Like, I mean, I used to do a lot of traveling. I get it, but that's not really what I'm saying. I'm saying more of like, where would your nervous system feel more likely in relief and in alignment with the life you're trying to create? Take time to think through that. What I believe happens and why we can so easily succumb to the contrast, the feelings that we don't necessarily like and enjoy, and why they become habit, is because we're habitual human beings. And the body gets used to that because that controlled chaos gives something of a direction, even if it doesn't feel right. Whereas if we have to actually sit with ourselves, we might actually have to go in and start asking ourselves very simple questions we haven't actually sat down to ask yet, such as, what do I really want? And what would I like to be doing? And the nervousness that comes from maybe not knowing that answer or the guilt that might even come, be like, is that even like, right? Like, really, I want to do this and like, and make a living from that, or, you know, and travel the world doing this thing. Is that even possible? That's what I'm saying, is that the controlled chaos of some of the things that we resort to because the uncertain, or the things that we don't know, or even the miraculous, think about it like this, or even the things that, like, if you were to tune in to who you really are, right? Really tune into who you really are and feel like, this is what I feel in my bones. This is what I feel in my soul. This is it. Like, I know it. I know it. I know it. But you don't know a next step. You don't know how you're going to do it all. You don't know where it's all going to come from. You don't know how you're going to take care of yourself, which I'm going to get into all these things here shortly. That's what's happening a lot of times, and why I think we divert to constants or places that we know can either we can control or moderate the outcome, right? Because otherwise we're stuck with faith and trust, and that could be scary. And so as I was talking to the community, to Busy's community, I said, let's talk about the roadblocks and fears that do tend to come up when you're living your purpose. And this is, you know, it's a funny slide that I was talking to them on. And I said, like, let's just go through these, and then I'm gonna go back through, and I'm gonna give you my interpretation. But how do I know if it's my feelings or if it's God talking to me? How do I know if it's my head? Like, am I in my head? I'm like, is that really like what I really, really want? Is that really what I should be doing? Or am I just imagining that, right? Or is that coming from God? How do I put it all together? Is now the really right time? I know nothing about this, even though I feel called to it. How will I provide for myself and my family? Where will the money come from? Will I earn a living? You know, dealing with anxiety, depression, doubt, negative self-talk. What will others think? Will it make sense to anyone else? Am I worth it? Am I worthy? Why me? Letting go of the old, of people, of parts, of our identity, control issues, and my story says otherwise, and probably any others you can think of. If you can think of more, go ahead and shoot the DM text to me. But why did I bring these up? Because I said, let's normalize here for a second that they happen to all of us. This is what uncertainty does. But uncertainty is a practice of faith in the bigger picture and that which we cannot see, but trusting our own intuition and knowing. It is a practice of trusting ourselves. And then a woman, and I'm forgetting her name, so, but I know she listens to this podcast now, so excuse me, but she said, oh, it's a trust fall with God. I said, that's it. It's a trust fall with God. That's it. It's a trust fall with God. And which I really like that analogy, because uncertainty is scary as shit. It can be scary as shit until you start having a lot more fun with it. Because then we realize, like, oh, wait a minute, I actually have the ability to move out about the cabin a lot more, you know, freely than I realize if I stop trying to control everything. We control because we need direction. And I totally get that. I believe me, I told the crowd, I said, I'm an entrepreneur, a creative, you know, a businessman, and driven. So yeah, I've a lot of times tried to control a lot of outcomes. And one thing that I was letting them know, because, making a specific transition with one of the business. So I do several different things, and it's funny because I always get asked, like, what is it you do? But like, one of the businesses that I have is a digital agency. I was never really meant to, like, it was because I turned my consultancy into an agency. I used to be a digital consultant with, like, big brands around the world doing all this stuff, whatever, and then smaller brands. And I love it. I love digital. I love digital. Really, the original reason I ever got into digital is because I was a native of the internet, in terms of I started in 95 when I was a teen, and, you know, the internet was, like, really starting to kind of, like, AOL and all that stuff. I wanted to do international business, and, like, all of the schools and the counselors were like, well, what do you want to do? And I'm like, well, I love the internet and international business because, like, we're going to all be connected one day. Like, I was already moving in this direction of, like, them looking at me like I'm crazy. And I'm like, well, no, like, the world, and this is before social media, I'm like, the world will be able to connect and we'll do all kinds of stuff. So, like, business will change because of the internet. And they looked at me like I was effing crazy. They were like, sure, dude, we don't know what to tell you. So I've always loved aspects of digital because it's been a part of my path and something I feel very strongly about for all of us, for all of you. Like, we have a lot more freedom because of the internet. We also have a lot more responsibility than ever before. But the point being is that that is part of the purpose, and how I use it will be a determinant of, you know, the end, the bigger picture, right? But right, but what happened was I stopped doing the consultancy and turned it into an agency, and we started taking on a lot of clients, and we're doing really great. We still are, actually. But what happened, I mean, and that does, that's only takes up part of my time, because there's other endeavors I do, you know, a company in California that I admire, and he's a good friend, and I do stuff with him, and there's this, and then I've got my media, there's a lot of stuff. But the point being is that this one particular area started eating up my time and pulling me off of some of the more soulful activities that seem right for me. And I had to recognize that, and I had to also let go, because I have a very solid team that I can divert everything to. But sometimes that letting go is very difficult. And so I brought that up to the community, and, you know, I had to take a step back. And so I want to talk about these roadblocks and fears, you know, because I too was trying to control a few things here and there in, within there, right? So, like, how do I know if it's my feelings or God talking to me? Because you know. Let's just, like, I'm going to just go right in, like, because you know. You know when it's your head and you're trying to negotiate, and you know when it's God, and it's just very simple, like, it's this, and you're like, damn. You know, and sometimes you're like, ooh, nice. And other times you're like, ooh, I didn't want to hear that right now. You know, you can feel it. It's a feeling. It's very different. Either you're trying to negotiate with yourself, or it's very clear. It's very crystal clear. How do I put it all together? Same way you always did. You start from scratch and you move from there. Is now really the right time? It's always the right time. That's the funny part. It's always the right time. I know nothing about this, even though I feel called to it. Nobody knows anything about it until they start doing it. And funny enough, even educational institutions who teach this stuff, sometimes they don't even know about it. They're just using titles and credentials and memorization to get there. How will I provide for myself and my family? That's a big one, right? How will I provide? Same way you always did. You will make it happen, and God will provide. It always comes. Where will the money come from? Same place it always came from. Will I earn a living? Same way you always have. You know? What will others think? Not much. They're going through the exact same thing, whether they tell you about it or not. Will it make sense to anyone else? No. And I paused on that one. Will it make sense to anyone else? And I said no. And I said to the community, there's a very specific reason why. Your path is not her path, is not his path, is not their path, is not everybody's path is different. And I was asked, how, you know, well, what do you do about that? And I said, first of all, I'm around really great people. And second of all, I continue to put myself around people who don't tell me what to do, but make me think and feel through it. Like, make me try to understand me through it, right? It's not going to make sense to anybody else. That's why if you try to go and tell anybody else, like, your plans or what it is that you want to do, and they look at you nervously or give you any number of different answers that may not be what you want to hear. Most of the time, it's not what you want to hear. Why? Because they're answering from their soul, from their path, from their experiences, from their traumas, from their perceptions, from their everything, their reality. It's not your reality. So what will happen is, what do you mean you want to go become like a sheep herder? Like, you're an amazing accountant. What do you mean? Well, I just want to be out in the field. Just, I'm called to it. Like, oh, where's the money going to come from? What are you going to do? What's happening is the other person, their nervous system, the way that they're operating is also kicking in at the same time that you're trying to figure yours out. So automatically, all of their defense mechanisms, their roadblocks, their fears, their experiences, everything is coming up by you bringing up something that operates outside of the external validated world that confirms your feelings. Think about that. Looking to the outside world to confirm your guidance system, your intuition, nah, it's not going to work. On occasion, it could, but because the external world is operating off of a system based on anything but your intuition. It's designed that way. Not just from humans, just in general. We are all different. And so you have to be very careful not to take what other people say personally if you really feel called to it. It's not going to make sense to other people. The goal is for you to have a relationship with yourself to make sense for you. Which leads to, am I worth it? Am I worthy? And why me? Am I worth it? You came into this world worth it. And are you worthy? You came into this world worthy. Programming and systems and society and other things might, and interactions and experiences might have given you a hard time at some point and doubted yourself. But the point is, you came in worth it. You came in worthy. And why me? Same reason for why any of us. It's our calling. It's what we have to do. It's just something that is part of our path. And it doesn't have to make sense to anybody else. So we let go. What? Of the old, of people, of parts of our identity? No, I'm a businessman. I'm a businessman. You know, this is what I do. I have these businesses. This is what I do. I'm also a writer. And I'm a podcaster. And I'm a futurist. And I'm a Web3 enthusiast. And I've become a health aficionado. And, you know, all of these things, right? We can't put ourselves in a box and then hang on to the identity, hoping that it's going to continue to always make sense for us. We have to free ourselves from the box we put ourselves in. And we have to allow our identity to expand. We're not maybe shedding it and then saying, like, it's never going to be, you know, relevant anymore. But, or, and it may not be, but it's definitely a part of the journey. And there are seasons of our identity that serve us, and then they no longer serve us, but they get us to the next season. So that's why we, I think, tend to have control issues as well, which I also brought up on roadblocks and fears. We cannot control anything but our decisions and choices and our character and our ability to move through the seasons with integrity and class and dignity and respect, right? So how do we move more fluidly in our purpose? I said, what are the basics, you know? And I said, the basics are the blueprint. And I mentioned to everybody that everyone's formula might be different, but here's what I found to be the most grounding for me. And I want to make this very clear. For me, what I found is everything but work was what the blueprint that serves me most is. Everything but the work is what works for me. Now, when I say the work, I don't mean like doing the work of life. I mean like I love my craft. I love my talents and my skill sets. I love the business that I do, where the business is, and the things I'm involved in. But if I only operate off of those things, I exert more energy than I create. And that is a problem for me. And that was a recent problem I ran into. The basics for me are very simple. I pray every morning and evening. I let go of control and I put it more into God's hands. I practice the hard stuff, decisions, integrity moments. What does that look like? When there's a hiccup with somebody or there's an issue or something coming up, get on the phone, get in person. Hi, what's going on? Let's talk about this. Let's lean into this. Let's figure this out together. You know, or in moments where, like, you know, you shouldn't be doing something, but it's a short term gain, it's a short term pleasure, it's a short term whatever. And, you know, you want that dopamine hit. Practice being like, you know what? I'm gonna have to say no. Practicing honesty and making better decisions, I assure you, leads to better and better and better. It's that simple. I also include meditation, journaling, free writing. I told the community this. I was very fortunate to learn this from a very close individual in my life. And when journaling in the mornings, so the five prompts, morning thoughts, feelings, and intuition. What am I feeling in this moment? Let me freehand to God. Like, what am I feeling? What's coming up? How am I feeling? Am I grateful? Am I struggling a little bit this morning? Like, what's happened? Let me freehand that. Then it's top three goals and tasks for today. Then it's, what am I grateful for? Then it's fun and an adventure for today. What's an activity you can do for fun? And then the final is, who can I pray for and serve today? It's very simple. It's very profound. And it's very expansive and allows me to check in with myself and talk to God. And I also included movement and exercise, health and nutrition, art and creativity, uplifting conversations, you know, your circle, and boundaries. These things, as my blueprint, work for me. Everybody's got a different blueprint, but like these are the things that work for me. So try them. Try some of them or variation of them, or at least, you know, try to configure your own blueprint, whatever makes sense for you. But when I do these things, I show up differently in my life, like in my work or in relationships to other people and family and everybody. I now have more creative energy to give because I generated it for myself first. If we give so much of ourselves away, we can start to feel very depleted, disconnected, right? We lose our passion for life. And the simple things are the answer. We're just sometimes in such a nervous system reactionary state that we couldn't possibly think that the simple things will realign us. Why? Why? Why can't we just simply accept the simple? Why? You know? It's funny when you really think about it. Why can't we simply accept the simple? It couldn't possibly be that easy. And is what we think sometimes. And we would then have to rely on something outside of our bodies, right? We'd have to rely on first our soul, which is internally, and then we'd have to rely on God, that which we cannot see, the uncertainty. We'd have to then just have more faith. So I wanted to all this to say that your purpose is ongoing, you know, it's forever expanding. It's a discovery. It's a practice. You know, to recap, you know when you're feeling the contrast. The contrast happens to everybody. When the contrast happens, when contrasting feelings happen, there's signals. Take the time to be like, okay, if I'm tired from this, if I'm conflicted from this, what does the opposite look like? Where should it be? What? And if I'm to feel energetic instead of tired, where do I light up? You know, I even gave a really good example about this. So I know I'm still doing the recap, but like I even gave a good example of this. Watch somebody talk about something so clearly and eloquently and passionately and excitedly, all these things, right? Watch them. May not even be their job. Usually it's not. Watch them. It's so fascinating to watch them, like their whole body structure changes. Their pupils dilate. It's actually what I used to do in branding, by the way, is I would sit and I'd ask people, like CEOs and heads of, you know, companies, whatever, because like, you know, I would help them get more in alignment with their vision, with their company, and then we'd create everything, right? And in doing so, I'd say, stop trying to answer the question and just talk to me. And you'd see them go on these tears. And one thing I noticed is that when people are really excited, their pupils start to kind of dilate a little bit. They start to get like, you know, they're passionate. Something's going on. They're out of their mind and in their heart. How do you get out of your mind and into your heart more? Try it. So when you feel distracted, that's a big one for me. When I get distracted, and it can happen, why am I distracted? What am I putting off? What am I unsure of? What do I need to like look at? You know, what do I just need to jump in and figure it out? You know, practicing playing with uncertainty removes uncertainty and brings more creativity and balance. Right? So think about that. And then, you know, of course, the roadblocks and fears come up. Remember that, you know, is it your feelings in your mind or is it God? And you know, you'll put it all together. It'll all come together. You know, it's always the right time. It's okay. If you know nothing about what you feel called to, you'll figure it out. That's the journey. That's the whole point. If you wanted to build a car from scratch, you're starting from scratch. You don't know how to build it, but it's something you really want to do. And it feels fun. It's meditative. You're like, oh, you're into the details. You're in the garage, right? And you know, providing for yourself and for your family, I know, is a big fear, and I totally get that. When we deal with the uncertainty, we also find a new level of creativity we didn't know we had within us. And I also feel like that comes from God. like, hey, if you feel called to it because I called you to it, I'm going to guide you to some things you may not have even thought of. And they're going to pay you even more than you were before. And that's where the money can come from, just like that. And from all of you, you know, like it comes from you to, it comes from other people to you, you to me, all of us. We all, you know what I'm saying? So you will earn a living. And it doesn't matter what others think, and it won't make sense to anybody else. And the reason it's why you is because it's you. So I hope this kind of helped and brought a little bit more, you know, to your, to the pursuit of purpose. But I just wanted you to pay attention to the fact that there's seasons of change, there's transitional moments, there's contrast, and it's all a practice. But if you can let go of some of the control, a lot of the control, outside of your discipline of understanding your emotions, making better decisions, and building on your character, you're going to be all right. So hopefully this was helpful. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for tuning in to the solo episode. Oh, it's 35 minutes. I didn't realize that. Seriously, you guys are amazing. Please leave a rating and review on Apple and Spotify. I know you're probably thinking like, oh, he doesn't need it. There's plenty. Please, if you haven't already done it, I'm asking you. It would really mean a lot if you could do so. Also, my Substack, mattgottesman.substack.com. Really would love if you can subscribe. We're growing over there. I love it. The goal, and I'm bringing it back even more so, every Monday will be kind of a, you know, a general output of life, business. You know, I'm very Naval Ravikant, like formulaic. I love the idea of, you know, simplifying the complexities that, you know, we as humans make complex, but then actually making it much more fun to divulge and, you know, think about for our own lives. I am launching a premium version, so I would really appreciate your guys' support on that. It'll be about, I'm looking at it, it's probably going to be about $19 a month, and that'll be other letters throughout the week, or at least once a week, where we dive more into like business and mental models that you can actually apply to a lot of different things into your business and life. And that'll actually lead to a whole bunch of other things as well, too. And also, I'm going to be self-publishing my very first book. A lot of you would ask for it, so that's also going to actually help for that, because I'm going to do all of it. I'm going to be the self-publisher, I'm going to be the writer, the author, the editor, like all of it. Not all of it, but I'll also be paying, you know, for all the resources as well. But so I'm really, really grateful for you guys. Thank you for always tuning in, and to Hustle Soul Separately, and for just supporting the show. And you know, I myself am just now letting go and asking for more support than I really have before. I really took the burden of just not burdening you guys. I'm like, oh, hey, like, let me just give. But like, you know, I'm in a new season where there's some new things that I want to do, and I'd graciously love your support. So thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of this mission and being a part of the community. And, you know, for myself, Matt Gottesman, for the Hustle Sold Separately, I'm out.